Blog Talk Radio.
Individual. He has a lot going on for himself, and we have one of his songs tonight that we're going to play, and then from there we're going to have him online live. I just wanted to touch on a few things before we play his song, and just wanted to point out real quick that, you know, that What the Page magazine will be launching soon. I'm still looking for any and everyone of talent to come out and, you know, show their support towards the magazine. Again, this is a magazine that is a community-based magazine. It's, you know, a platform for all, you know, meaning me, you, the average Joe, people that are trying to, you know, get out there and advertise their talents. You know, this is what Off the Page and the Intune Show and Miss P is all about. So basically, you know, I'm hearing also that they have Facebook is going to be charging people to basically have profiles and stuff of that nature now. So I can't say that I blame them. They offered so much in the last couple of years. They have developed so much. And as we all know, as time goes on, inflation goes up, and then eventually a good thing don't last forever. So it is what it is in reference to the fact that, you know, if they wind up charging, Miss P is totally out of there because I'm not paying for Facebook. That's definitely not going to happen. But for those hardcore fans, I guess whatever is important or whatever floats your boat, then I understand and I totally respect that. I'll stick to my free social networks like Twitter, MySpace, et cetera, before I go and pay to be on Facebook, where, you know, it totally is not what I think the idea totally was when we thought about, you know, putting it together. Facebook has became like this crazy thing. I don't know if you guys have noticed that little video that I posted on my page yesterday that I had kind of took out of a group that I'm part of called Fucking Off at Work. And basically the guy was just venting about so many changes that Facebook has gone over the last course of the years and everything. So basically what he's explaining is that every time he logs on, Facebook is different and he's so over it. So he refers to Facebook now as shitbook. So for all you guys that have kind of missed that link, I'll repost it again a little bit later. But in the meantime, enough of that jazz. Let's get into listening to this song. Mello Kane has sent me a lot of songs, and he's very talented, so it was very hard to choose from, you know, what song that I wanted to play tonight for you guys so you can hear it. But I chose, you know, What's Your Sign, because it's kind of like a laid-back, mellow flow, you know, something you can still bop your head to, but something that kind of relates to ladies, which I like, because what lady or what woman, should I say, don't want to be, you know, serenaded or just made to feel good or listen to songs that kind of relate to the significance of a woman being a woman. So that's why I kind of chose Signs. So I'm going to play that for you guys now, and then when we come back, we'll be talking to Mello Kane. So for all of those that didn't know, now you know. Here go Mello Kane with Signs.
What's your sign?
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the Lil K Show. We're gonna play with Zodiac is the best. Featuring my man Nick Jackson.
And it sounds so sweet like candy in my ear. So can we anniversary next year? But wait, hey, let me start with your name. I tend to get ahead of myself, cause I'm a Virgo. Insert more energy in the stroke than most of these brothers do in the session. Pick off your main chick, I got plenty in the sections. I don't run them all back, but it's a change of possession. Possess the skills and techniques to be effective. See, I'm breaking down squads, I just do it by the section. Like I'm doing to this track, how it feel like I'm a legend. Testing it, touching it, groping it, hoping it come with something. See, I ain't in the business of having women come for nothing. I do it to the limits, but limits gotta get pushed. When hair gotta get pulled, but limbs gotta get stripped.
I bet that neighbors know my name.
They saying, boy, you a mess.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind. Since you walked by, it seemed like I was attached to your vibe.
I hear it all the time, it's Aquarius. You tell me you gon' leave me every time that we fight. Well, go ahead. Don't you know it's plenty fish in the aquarium? I'll catch a Capricorn or seduce a Sagittarius. Get lucky with a Leo, leave a Libra lusting after me and addict for an Aries. I'm so frequent in a fantasy. You feeling irreplaceable, my appetite's insatiable. I cruise the zodiac and stop at every sign available. The Gemini's incredible and tasty like Khalid. When I hear this, she would run, have me chasing life for leave. Got committed to a cancer. When my Taurus started tripping, found the photos of me singing Scorpio inside the skin. I never put it on the Pisces, the Virgin with the Virgo. We share the same sign, I don't think that it would work, yo. Full signs of fold in the 80s, had hella dope. Catch me every night in your telescope. Show me what your sign is.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind. Since you walked by, it seems me, I was attached to your
way. Did I mention I'm a Virgo? Just because I flirt with you don't mean you deserve no. Splinters in your hand from the headboard grabbing, and had your face all crunchy like the Kellogg Captain. I'm a tease, baby, please. You only think you can have me. You better check my astrological anatomy. Dissect the Virgo. We sensitive but stubborn, kind of poor at the relationship. We're rich with the love. We have a great conversation. I can stimulate you mentally. Can't come into my country, but I'll let you in my embassy.
Sweet.
They say we nitpicky. Yeah, it's true, we kind of finicky. But the passion that we push and gravitation to us instantly. We loyal to a fault. We selfish with our heart. We may lend a couple beats temporarily. Dancing with a Virgo, you probably keep your heart and have disgrace to all up in my face. Had to put it in the face,
let me tell you what's been all in my mind.
You know, I just want to let all the ladies know, it don't even matter what sign you are. If you mess with Kane, Kane mess with you. I want you to go home tonight and pull your telescopes out right and aim it at the sky and just tell me if you see me.
Yeah, so that was Mellow Kane, and I'm really into that one. You know, like I said, it's kind of like a mellow flow with a little, you know, beat to it that make you still bop your head. So I'm really, really into that one. I play that on my iPod. That's on my random. Just giving a shout out to that one, Signs, and thank you for the music once again, because all those that have been listening to the show knows how Miss P loves to have good music on her iPod. While we're waiting for Mellow Kane to call in, I just wanted to give a little breakdown of the upcoming shows that we have going forward. So we have Mellow Kane tonight, which we all know and who we're waiting for to call in. We also have for tomorrow, we have JB for Better Entertainment Management. He's going to be on tomorrow at 3 p.m. We're going to have 10-1 interview with Blackheart Sin, and that's going to be at 6. On 10-4, we're going to have at 6:30, Cole Bright Kobe Bryant. And then we're going to have on 10/8, we're going to have Wordplay Slater, my boy, my man, you know, my homeboy. You know, he's really, really awesome. He sent me this Out of This World soundtrack, and I can't wait to play it. I actually was going to play it tonight, but I was like, no. Let me just save that one because it's just that phenomenal that I wanted to, like, kind of go into a discussion with him, you know, while, you know, so that's why I kind of waited for that one. And then on 10/11, we have an interview with Taff, which is also, you know, someone that is a very talented individual as well. So you guys have a lot. There's a lot more to come. I just haven't, you know, created the links and confirmed everything with the artists. And, you know, so it's just going to be a full show. It's going to be a lot going on. So I'm looking forward to that, what's to come for the show. And, again, just to kind of briefly touch on the website for the Intune website, What's Wrong With Me Tonight, it's like I can't talk. There is a lot of updates going on the website because I've been out there grinding, trying to get my thing together as far as, you know, getting the sites updated with Intune, which is intuned.webs.com, and also with Off The Page Magazine is offthepagemagazine.com. I'm actually working with some people now, bringing on a little staff or whatever to help me put that all together. I'm also updating the Mood Setters, which is the all-natural bath and body products that I make. For those who didn't know, yes, Miss P is a jack of all trades. I actually make all-natural bath and body products, and that's under the Mood Setters. So that's Moods, M-O-O-D-Z, Setters, S-E-T-T-E-R-Z, on Facebook. And the website is allnaturalmoods, M-O-O-D-Z, again, .webs.com for the moment until the site is all updated and everything, and then it'll be .biz or .com, just to keep you guys updated on what's going on with Miss P. Also, I wanted to give a shout-out to Fat Sean Statement. He has a show coming up on October 15th, which I'm going to actually be at, and it's going to be a showcase for all artists out there that's trying to, you know, put their name out there. He's also another one that's good as far as, you know, helping people put themselves out there, present themselves, and, you know, put their best foot forward as far as, like, being an artist. And actually, let me just kind of briefly give you the information while we're talking about it. It's actually going to be, again, on October 15th, and it's going to be hosted by Ham's Gang, Zoo Bees. Zoo Bees, my boy, you know, he's also another phenomenal artist, and guys can Google him, and he'll come right up. So the showcase is going to be located in Harlem, New York. The address is 352 Lenox Avenue between East 127th and East 128th Street. And that's from 6 to 10 p.m. You guys can actually hit up Fat Sean on the or a.k.a. Sean Gillis, and that's S-H-A-W-N. Last name is G-I-L-L-S. And his call number for all those that wanted to, you know, register and get on this is going to be 347-925-3197. Now, listen, he's creating a guest list. For those who are on this guest list or for those who are interested in seeing the show per se, it's going to be $15 for the fellas and $10 for the ladies and more at the door. So the reason why I'm stressing that, you might want to just contact him even if you're not going to be in it and you just wanted to go to see what it was all about. And, you know, get yourself on that guest list because once you get to the door, it's going to be absolutely more at the door. And I don't have the price range on that, but if I was you, I'd do what I do. And today I got on the guest list so I can be there and kind of pay less because, you know, I don't care who you are, everyone loves a deal, okay, including Miss P. So let's just keep it real. I also wanted to give a shout-out to, you know, all those who have, like, been doing their thing and staying on their grind because I've been on Facebook a little bit more than normal, and I've been seeing how people are really progressing and they're doing their thing, and it's on a mature level, and that's what I could respect about it. Everybody is kind of coming together and liking each other's pages and showing love and leaving little posts and things of that nature. So, you know, there's a lot that I'm seeing as far as maturity lately on Facebook, and I want to just kind of give a thumbs up to that. So for all of those that's out there grinding and doing their thing, much love to all you guys. And again, Ms. P is here for anyone that's willing to, you know, that want to network and do things together as far as, like, the show is involved or the magazine. So for those who are trying to reach me or send me music to play for them, to give them shout-outs for different events and stuff like that, you can email me at NTUNEDSHOW@AOL.com or MissP@OffThePageMagazine.com. Simple as that, and let me know what's going on. So, again, we are waiting for Mello to come call in, and, you know, I know that he's actually in a different, you know, time zone or whatever, but, you know, we kind of synced our times on that and kind of came up with the conclusion that he'll be calling in at 3:10. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for all of that to happen, I'll play a song.
Living lies, had I stumbled upon a blessing. Your smell will bring the word beauty to a recession. Confessions follow me as I headed in your direction. Confusion swallow me cause the angel was in my presence. Your holy eyes on me, the feeling was so pleasant. Your hand reached out on my cheek, it was caressing. Your touch dangerous, I need an order of protection. The word flawless was exactly your complexion. The only thing as good as you, baby, is your reflection. No words needed at all, we had that connection. Her lips locked as I hold you in my possession. Your honey glazed lips is the reason for my obsession. You could take my life if I ever show deception. You could take my life if I ever show neglection. Cause when it comes to breaking hearts, Rose got a collection. But the car changed your heart with your profession. Damn, what I had to lay eyes on you. Would've known love was a drug, baby, disguised as you. Out of all the girls in the world, mama, I think it's you. To give a ring to me, I give a ring to you. Both at the altar, till we say I do. Leave your stone like Jesus, stone rocks on you. Honeymoon's on the moon, that's what I can do. And if it's impossible, I make it possible. I think we got that juggernaut love, feeling unstoppable, yeah. Not even death could ever do us part. I swear we got that pathway we love forever, haunt your heart. But if there's ever an end, baby, you the start. And if my heart's the bullseye, baby, you the dart. Words describing your physical features, shit, simply art. And I'm never clipper, so we'll never part. You can't throw that much in the bag, go get a shopping cart. See? I never loved one so crucial. One of the special things that you do got me thinking that it's voodoo. Oh, the potion number 9. Goddamn, it's hard of mine. Used to think I had backbone, you chiropract my spine. Spell I fell under. Used to have my guard up, but you doing COVID numbers. Just call it Dundee, cause your boy going under. I'm just a street rat trying to get in your cave of wonders. The wonders are going on that magic carpet ride. You just bring your heart and your smile, the rest I provide.
JB and Rose singing Lust for Life, you know. So I guess Mello kind of got caught up with something because we've been waiting for him to call in and haven't heard from him yet. So I have to kind of look into that and see, you know, what happened and things of that nature. So I do apologize for all those who are looking forward to hearing from him. And he's actually not on the show right now. So I'm going to hit him up and I'm going to kind of see what we could do about rescheduling him for a later date and things of that nature. I know, Mello, just to let you know, if you're listening to this or when you do get a chance to listen to this, that, you know, I had some questions from, you know, our viewers, our readers, our listeners, and our, you know, family, so to speak, because that's what we call you know, people that are in tuned or off the page, you know, our family members. And basically I had a ton of questions for the ladies, from the ladies for you. So I guess we'll have to kind of, you know, get back to that at a later date. So, again, tomorrow we're going to be on Sunday, which is really rare for me. I really do any shows off of Tuesdays or Saturdays. But, you know, I'm just trying to branch out a little bit because I'm getting so many requests from people who want to do interviews and who are interested in doing interviews, you know, things of that nature, that I have to implement more days and stuff into, you know, the schedule. So I would definitely, I do apologize once again to everyone for, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's my switchboard, because to be honest with you, you know, upon starting to show up, it was kind of acting crazy. So that can be another reason why I'm not able to get up with Mello right now, and I'm really feeling bad about that. I was really looking forward to talking with him. And Mello, if you are listening, I'm so sorry about the inconvenience, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I definitely have to look into this, and hopefully you'll forgive me for this whole crap and, you know, give me a second chance in talking with you, because, like I said again, you're really talented. You have a lot that you can offer the world, and I'm just totally your fan now and totally looking forward to all that you have to offer. Unfortunately, for whatever reasons, you know, I'm not seeing anyone for that matter, which is really rare. So I know that there's something wrong with my switchboard totally, and I have to get on that as soon as I end the show, which is going to be in the next few minutes, so I can kind of gear up and get this thing ready for tomorrow and going forward. So again, to everyone that is listening and was looking forward to Mello Kane being on the show, I do apologize again for the inconvenience. It's something definitely wrong. And also, just look him up for future reference. It's Mello Kane, and that's MelloKane.com. He has an amazing website. You can learn some things about him, get some music, see his videos. There's a really cute video right on the front page. He's definitely also on Facebook from what I know. I don't know his other social networks. That was something that I was going to get into with him when, you know, we talked. But, you know, like I said, again, we'll set something up again. I'm going to get the situation resolved. I'm going to owe Mello Kane my life at this point. I'm serious. It's really going to be that serious. I'm going to owe him my life. You know, that way we can get more into about, you know, about Mello and what makes him tick and what make him tick and what, you know, make him do what he does. That's, you know, so other people that's coming up can definitely, definitely get some advice and some inspiration from him, because he's really, really someone that I find inspiring. So, again, to all my listeners, and I know you guys are out there, I just can't see y'all, unfortunately, because this thing is actually now blinking off and on, so it's telling me that there's an error on the switchboard for some reason. I love you all. I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in to the Intune show. I will have JB on the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock, hopefully, if this situation is resolved. If not, I'm going to have to reschedule him as well, because I don't want to have this and have people looking forward to hearing from you fabulous people, and I can't deliver. So my apologies to you all. I love you all. You all have a great Saturday evening, and I'm going to run, go fix this, and go kiss Mello's butt. So until next time, guys, have a good night. Stay in tune.
Show her love, cause she do it for the people. Blog Talk Station, there is no one.